From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting tensions are high after an attack by India across the Pakistan border. India's army says that it launched surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. However, Islamabad rejected the claim, calling it an incident of cross-border firing. The strikes follow a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers and which Prime Minister Narendra Modi said would not go unpunished. India's Director General of Military Operations, Ranbir Singh, told a news conference Thursday that the strikes were carried out to thwart terrorist teams positioned on launch pads along the disputed Kashmir border. The Indian Army official said he had informed his Pakistani counterpart about the operation, which has come to an end. Well, soon after that announcement, Pakistan's military said in a statement the notion of surgical strike linked to alleged terrorist bases is an illusion being deliberately generated by India to create false effects. The Army said two of its soldiers had been killed and nine wounded in the exchange of fire. In a video statement, Defense Minister Khawaja Asif warned of a tough response if India violates the line of control in Kashmir.
Aaj raat Hindustan ki taraf se small weapon.
Asif said the Pakistan forces gave a strong and befitting response, and the response was in the same caliber in which the fire had come from that side. He said if they ever violate the line of control again, if there's another violation of the ceasefire or the ceasefire line, God willing, Pakistani forces will give them a tough response. The cross-border firing is reported to be continuing. This is VOA News. The United Nations Deputy Syria Envoy Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi said on Thursday hundreds of wounded need evacuation from besieged eastern Aleppo, where medical supplies are running low or they're only rations for a quarter of the population. Ramzi talked with reporters after chairing a weekly humanitarian meeting, which he described as long and difficult, that hundreds of medical evacuations are the utmost priority at this point. Meanwhile, Syria's military has released a video of its new advances in the contested Syrian city of Aleppo, showing destruction and ruins in a neighborhood that is hundreds of years old. The video released Thursday shows damaged traditional buildings with arched ceilings and stone walls in the Farafra neighborhood that rest at the foot of the old citadel in Aleppo City. The video shows mounds of debris, twisted metal bars, and broken ceilings with fighters walking past. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are in campaigning Thursday in the states where each won their first victory on the path to becoming the next U.S. president. Trump has an event in New Hampshire. Clinton was speaking in Iowa, states that played a big role as the first two to hold votes during the party nominating process that began 8 months ago. Clinton campaigned Wednesday in New Hampshire alongside Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, her one-time rival in the Democratic Party race, telling a crowd of students that the outcome of the election will reverberate for decades. Trump had his own declaration about the remaining time in the race, telling supporters in Wisconsin, "We have 6 weeks to make every dream you've ever dreamed of your country come true." Former U.S. President Bill Clinton joined thousands of Israeli mourners Thursday who paid their respects to the late Shimon Peres outside Israel's parliament in Jerusalem, as that country somberly remembered the Nobel-winning politician who helped lead Israel during a remarkable seven-decade career. Clinton is among the dozens of current and former world leaders, including President Barack Obama, expected to gather in Jerusalem on Friday for Peres's funeral. The former Israeli president and prime minister died Wednesday, 2 weeks after suffering a stroke at the age of 93. Friday's funeral is expected to be the largest gathering of world leaders in Israel since the funeral of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated by a Jewish nationalist in 1995. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said joint military exercises of Filipino and American troops next week will be the last such drills, although his foreign secretary quickly said that decision was not final. Duterte made the comments while addressing Filipino community members in Hanoi late Wednesday night, noting that the Philippines will maintain its military alliance with the U.S. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.